Advisory Council on October 8th, 2019. What we'd like to call the meeting to order and the pledge allegiance. Sharon, can you lead us in the pledge allegiance?
I can do it. Yeah, I can do it. I can do it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, and now we'll take roll call.
Sharon Stover.
Chris Starling.
Teresa Krolak Owens.
Kimberly Burton.
Evan Wishengrad.
And the county staff.
Nicole Russell.
Sue Baker with Commissioner Brown.
Thank you very much. The next section is devoted to public comment. It is devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. Seeing how there is no one here from the public, I think we can move past this section and move right into making a motion to approve the minutes for September 24th meeting. Anyone wants to make a motion?
I'll make a motion.
To approve. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion is approved, and we'll move on to approve the agenda for tonight's meeting, October 8th. Anyone want to make the motion?
I'll make a motion to approve tonight's agenda meeting, October 8th.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries, and now we'll move into informational items from Commissioner's office.
The only item I have is that our formal rural standards will be on the agenda of the RTC Planning Committee the end of October, and then the meeting in November, formally adopted at the RTC meeting, and then that will be implemented. And for the 60-foot right-of-way, it's a V-ditch, but it's concrete line for the roll curb for driveways, and it's got the asphalt path on one side and the chat on the other side. So that, we'll see what the feedback is, but that's what was mutually agreed to from the standard we had, and then the county and the city public works staff taking a look at what they could support. Then the home builders had some concerns regarding the channel and the depth, because it would still require the drainage study. They thought that they had to build the channel to handle it, but we reached a compromise, because when you do nothing, you just get the little V-ditch anyway. So anything is better than nothing. So the public works put a cap on what it would have to be so that it would relieve the home builders. But they said if there's additional drainage, they may have to drain somewhere else instead of all in one place. So there was this whole conversation, it's not gonna work, it's gonna work. But they decided it's no different than now when you waive all the offsites, the water's still gonna go per your drainage study where it's gonna go. So why would this be any more of an impact? So I'll give you an update. RTC has an advisory board that had kicked it out before because the home builders had some concerns, but now it's going to be brought back the end of October, and then it goes through that, it'll get formalized in November, and then it'll be done. So that'll be a big deal, because that'll be a standard then. And so now when developers say waive all offsites, it'll be the rural standard in the Northwest, so it'll be a different component, and they will be required to put that granite, crushed granite, in the asphalt path, walking path. So now it won't be nothing.
That's great.
So what happens when it gets worn away, eroded away, DG?
So maintenance, public works was agreeing to
maintain that.
To maintain it. Okay. That was, yeah.
Okay.
Great.
Okay.
And that's pretty much it. I'll give you feedback once it hits one more
time. So just a quick question on that, if I can elaborate. That's just for the Northwest, right? For our area?
So
Low Mountain?
When we started the study, we intended for it to be adoptable anywhere. And the RTC wanted to limit the study area to the Northwest just so that it would be a smaller area that they would get feedback on. As it's evolved, as of now, it's only going to be adopted in the Northwest. But anybody else can ask for it, but I've raised the point, why aren't we letting it be countywide? And, you know, Public Works wasn't excited about it, and I thought it's not up to me to fight for anybody else. We're getting what we want, so I'm letting it go.
I'm just confused though, because I thought that we couldn't have different standards than.
You can't have in the county, in Title 30 code, but evidently the Public Works offsite standards, you can have. I mean, I don't know.
So how do we work on that for the landscaping? Who do we need to talk to for that?
That, I already had that conversation with the director. That's.
Of Public Works?
Of, no.
Oh.
That's the landscaping falls under Title 30, which is Planning Department. Even though it's the right of way, the landscaping isn't inside the right of way, it's outside the right of way.
So they were able to carve it out for the drainage, Public Works was.
Because that's right of way.
Because that's right.
Those are drawings that are Public Works street design standards. And evidently, you can use those in different scenarios. I'm guessing that will be true, because for Mount Charleston, they probably have a different standard for plowing. I don't know.
Yep.
Interesting, okay.
Maybe we can use that as an argument with planning, that other departments do it.
Let's get it adopted and let me try again.
Okay.
Because the other thing with that is that the home builders are not in agreement with what the solution would be. And so I don't know where that's gonna go. I don't know what we're gonna do.
With regards to the swell you're talking about?
With regards to the landscape.
Oh, landscape.
All right, is that it?
That's it.
Okay, we'll move into the planning and zoning section. We'll hear number one, which is WS190712, Forestar Real Estate Group, Inc., waivers of development standards for overlay cul-de-sacs in conjunction with a previously approved residential subdivision on a portion of 8.6 acres in an RD zone, generally located on the south side of Craig Road and the west side of Durango within Lone Mountain. Hi.
Hi. Liz Delk, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of Dear Horton. Thank you. Next time we'll maybe hold, so it can be not the only item to mention. But anyway, you guys have seen this a couple of times. This is the project that was approved about a year ago on Craig and Durango. We were back a few months ago for some other waivers, and we missed this waiver as well as Public Works, and I think it came up when Fire was looking at it and plans check. So we have a waiver for these two cul-de-sacs. They're over length. The minimum, the maximum is 500 feet. And we are at 525 for this one and 549. Fire has already approved this exact plan. We're just coming back for the waiver, so it's on the record as a cleanup item. So nothing else has changed, just the waiver that's required.
594, not 549.
Mm-hmm. No, I think it's wrong on the county write-up.
Oh, does it say 594?
It says 594 on the county write-up.
549.
Okay, 549.
549.4.
Yeah, okay, that helps.
Okay.
Okay, any questions from the board?
No.
Everything okay?
She made us come, so we might as well.
There's nobody from.
Might as well, you know. Yes, consider it and rule on it.
Yes. All right, seeing that there's nobody from the public here, we'll go ahead and make a motion. I'll move to approve WS190712, Forestar Real Estate Group, Inc., waivers of development for the overlay cul-de-sacs, subject to all staff. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you. I'll try not to bring this one back.
Keep checking it.
There does not appear to be any general business on the agenda, and the next section is comments by the general public, but seeing how there is nobody from the general public present, we will move on to the next meeting date being October 29th, and this meeting is adjourned.
Wow!
That's record.
Wow!
10 minutes.
10 minutes flat. 10 minutes flat.